OWC Digital, your source for connectivity, offers a wide variety of USB-C, Thunderbolt 2, and Thunderbolt 3 docks to help you connect to your world. Ranging from travel docks allow you to carry needed USB 3, HDMI, and SD ports while on the road, to desktop docks providing power to your laptop, and up to 14 ports to connect to your monitors, external drives, speakers, wired Ethernet, and other devices, all with a single cable. See all of OWC products at owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, make knowledge your superpower with their continuous glucose monitoring system. Be sure to visit DEXCOM.com. This is Into Tomorrow. Yes, I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for joining us on this December 28th, 2018 weekend. Here in the studio with me,
Beth Gatrell,
Chris Graveline, and happy upcoming New Year's.
That's true. And we hope Santa was good to all of you. Everyone in our audience and your families and friends and acquaintances and coworkers and even your enemies. What the heck? It's Christmas time. We hope Santa was good to you, brought you all the consumer tech you wanted. Not that you deserved, because with most of us, that wouldn't be as much as we'd like. But all that you wanted, and that you're welcoming a brand new year coming up in a couple of days, depending on when you're hearing this. Or that you had a wonderful New Year's, if you're hearing it on the podcast later or otherwise. This is, of course, an opportunity for us to answer your consumer tech questions. And we, by the way, are open 24/7, even on holidays, to take your calls and address your digital dilemmas, and then we hope to solve them for you on the next broadcast. So be sure to call anytime, day or night, the following phone number, toll-free from anywhere in North America.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
There you go. It's the old-fashioned way, but it works the best. And I hold your hand through the process. Try it. And I think you'll like it. Some tech news and commentary, and then we get to some of these aforementioned calls.
There's a good use of tech and a good reminder not to drink and drive. A lawyer in Houston, Texas, held an event this Friday to promote alternatives to drunk driving. He went out and personally purchased $7,800 worth of Uber gift cards and asked attendees to sign a pledge not to drink and drive on New Year's Eve.
Well, that's nice.
And the first 195 people who made that pledge were handed a $40 gift card so that they can use the ride-hailing service instead of getting behind the wheel after celebrating New Year's Eve.
That makes sense. Nice. That had to cost him a pretty fortune,
yeah, $7,800.
Yeah, but that was very cool.
I believe AAA gives free rides on New Year's if you call.
Mm-hmm. But you know, again, you know, use those ride-hailing services, Uber, Lyft, any of them to
as long as your driver hasn't been drinking, well. Which hopefully is not the case.
But I think that Uber and Lyft tend to frown upon that kind of thing.
They do frown upon that. Yeah. So let's hope that that's not an issue then, it being the case. Samsung's begun releasing the newest Android operating system 9. You remember what it's called?
Nope.
Well, because remember, 8 was Oreo, so it was an O, so this one's a P.
Oh, yes, 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 I remember.
Do you, Beth?
Not a clue.
See, these iPhonies have no clue.
Pi,
very good. Android Pi. They started releasing it about a month earlier than expected with Galaxy 9 and the S9 Plus device users from Italy. So that got Erasmo to pay attention. Oh, speaking of which, Erasmo's in the control room. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
And Horatio's in New York. I didn't mention that because we had so much other stuff to do and hoping Santa was good to all of you. I forgot that.
Instead, we're talking about Android 3.14.
No, we're
Android Pi.
I see what you did there. Android 3.14 is Pi, but that's P-I.
Yeah.
This is P-I-E because it's all about food with them. Anyway, so users first in Italy, Switzerland, Greece, and the UAE, we've been there, United Arab Emirates, report receiving the upgrade already. Some users reported receiving the upgrade after installing the December security patch, and others may be able to access it through the system software update. I tried, didn't get it yet. But I'm wondering if anyone in our audience has Android Pi yet, and are you enjoying it, perhaps with a dollop of Cool Whip?
It doesn't work on my iPhone.
That's why I'm not talking to you. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, a big change. Are you ready for this? They moved the clock to the left side of the screen in the notification area. So you'll
that
know you
drive
have
me nuts.
I know. I'm already not going to like that. You get used to some things, but they moved the clock over to the left side. So that's how you know if you got Android Pie installed. Your clock is now on the left, and it's going to drive all of us crazy for a while. But they made some other enhancements, too, a new battery enhancement, a new gesture-based system interface, similar to the one found on the iPhone X and other devices. Everybody copies each other. And this, I think, is one of my favorites, a new shush feature.
Shh.
Yeah, shush. It launches Do Not Disturb mode when the phone is placed face down. And it's called the shush feature.
Well, see, no, I want one of these phones or their assistants, whatever, to be able to just hear the phrase shh and then go into silent mode.
Well, that makes sense. Except then your friends are going to mess with you all the time. And they're going to go up to your phone and just go shh.
Well, I don't have that problem because I don't have friends.
Alexa, now you've ruined it. Alexa, volume 10. Alexa, play Into Tomorrow. There you go. So something we androids can look forward to. Android Pie 9.0. Coming to an Android phone nearby you soonly.
Maybe even an Android tablet.
Also could be the case. You woke up something when you said that. Was it your smartwatch?
It was mine, sorry.
What's your smartwatch?
Android, because he's smart enough.
Because it was gifted.
But it was a hand-me-down. But still.
I've always said, the best kind of Android is a free Android.
Oh! But you see, that's why to this day I have nothing with an Apple logo on it. The only gift I ever got was from Erasmo, and it was the first iPad. And I was very impressed, and I think Caitlin now uses it, or Madison uses it, or somebody uses it.
Well, if you paid us enough to be able to afford the Apple products, then we'd get you one.
So, Beth, do you have any tech news for us?
Maybe. Let's see.
While you're still on the payroll.
Snapchat users first made you fall in love with their lenses that turn people into dogs. And now,
yeah.
Yes, I've seen it many times. The kids love it. Now the company is going full circle and adding lenses specifically for dogs. Official lenses created specifically for dogs' faces have arrived on Snapchat. And people that can take photos or videos of their pet and turn their faces into something goofy. It also
like
works
a
with,
human?
It also works with cats, too, because I have a cat. I've tried it.
Oh.
Are you listening, Erasmo?
Yeah. He's on it.
There's currently only a handful of filters available for the dogs or the cats, but more lenses are currently in development, meaning there will be new ways to annoy your pets in the future.
Yeah, because what does your pet think of that? I mean, if you do that...
They don't like it. It's like forced love time. Smile for the camera, kitty cat.
Yeah, and they don't want to do it, number
no,
one.
Not really.
Especially cats, because they're the master. Uh-huh. Right? You're
pretty
the pet,
much.
Whatever.
They have claws, so yeah.
Right, but even dogs, I can't imagine them looking at your phone and saying, oh, that's cute.
I only tried it real quick before I hit the road, and I couldn't get my dog's face in there, but I'll try it again.
Okay. Well, let us know how that works out, because we've got millions listening with bated breath.
My cat worked, though, so if you got a cat, you can try it now. I'll let you know about the dog.
Or doggy breath, maybe. I don't know. But as the adoption of virtual reality continues to struggle, Angry Birds is coming to virtual reality now. Game maker Rovio announced that Angry Birds VR Isle of Pigs will launch early in this new year. So if you're an Angry Birds fan and you're wondering what VR can do for you, well, there you go. You
wow.
might be able to do Angry Birds in virtual reality.
Yeah, I'll tell you, sounds like my house at the holidays.
Yeah. Hey, we were there.
I rest my case.
Yeah, he should have cleaned up before we arrived. Didn't
I know, gosh.
I mean, gee, welcome to Chris's Isle of Pigs. Yeah, and then he was an Angry Bird.
I see what you're
and he gave us the virtual reality thing. Oh, Caitlin in the control room says hello. Aye, is right.
So a growing number of hotels want to help you find out if you can take a vacation from your cell phone. Some resorts some resorts are now offering perks like snorkeling tours and s'mores to guests who manage to give up their cell phones for a few hours. Some even have phone-free hours at their pools. Others are banning distracting devices from public places altogether. Hotels that limit cell phone risk, they say, risk losing valuable exposure on Facebook or Instagram, but they say the policies reflect their mission of promoting wellness and relaxation. And of course, they hope that happily unplugged guests will return for future visits. People's inability to disconnect is an increasingly serious issue. According to a 2017 global survey by Counterpoint Research, half of smartphone users spend between 3 and 7 hours per day on their mobile devices.
Oh,
I
easily.
Believe it.
Easily. And if you talk about millennials and the younger folk than that even, it's got to be more like 12 hours.
And you know, and I've always said that, that as much as I love tech, my favorite vacation is a cruise because it's a forced disconnect unless you pay a small fortune to be able to use your device on a cruise ship.
But, yeah, true. I was so proud of myself, though, because I went to dinner at some friend's house that, on Christmas Eve, and I left my phone home.
What?
Yeah. Until I realized, oops, I needed it for my blood glucose levels. Fortunately, it was only across the street. So I went home and got it. But I was thinking, this is great. I'm actually going to unplug. I'm going to enjoy a nice Christmas Eve dinner with some friends, and we're going to have a lovely evening. And I'm not going to be bothered. But then it always worries me. It's like, oh, what if Beth or Chris have to call? What if there's a problem? And then I went, they'll probably know to try Fausto in Israel or whatever.
Or what if you have to send out your 1700th fake SOS message from your phone?
Yeah. We're not going to answer one.
Well, I've started ignoring them now. I'm like, oh, it was a butt SOS again.
You know, that one was Julio's fault. Because he picked up my phone and apparently hit the button 2 more times and didn't realize it. And handed me my phone. And when it did, the first thing I noticed was, your SOS message was sent. And I went, what? No! And I looked back, and then I immediately sent to all of you, false alarm, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody cared. Like an hour later, Beth said, oh, okay, good. It's like, I could have been dead by then.
I
mentioned it 3 days later.
Well, I was having dinner at a family member's house at the time,
like,
and I get the SOS,
again.
And I just said, those are never real.
Uh-huh. See?
So you think I'm
like the little boy that cried wolf.
Digitally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm digitally crying wolf.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Well, so far, yeah. But it's not intentional.
Plus, knowing that it takes a picture with your front and rear-facing camera, I'm always afraid that one of these fake ones can send me a picture that I don't really want. So I don't even look at the pictures anymore either.
Yeah, I've fallen in the shower because I'd have my phone right there, of course. Yeah. Oh, jeez. Thanks so much. Good to know that I can tap that button 3 times and get actual help.
Well, but you text us all or bug us all by text so often that the way we would know there's a problem is, we haven't heard from him in a few hours.
Oh, great.
Must be something wrong.
Oh, I think it was an SOS. We haven't heard from him. Oh, maybe it was real.
And then 3 days later, when they wonder what that smell is coming from my house.
Maybe you should change your emergency contact. I don't know.
To somebody who cares? Oh, I see. All right. Erasmo, you're now going to be my emergency contact. So if you get an SOS, don't call these two because they don't care. Listen, I think your father's in trouble. It's probably he's crying.
It's just the butt dial.
He's butt dial. He's crying wolf again.
Just call me when it's time to meet at the lawyer's office for the will.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you hearing this? This is Christmas week, and this is what I have to put up with my actual children.
Oh, it's terrible. Well,
it's a good thing Santa was good to you, but guess what? This Santa's going to stop it.
Well, SOS. Okay, so a long-running lawsuit between the state of New York and Sprint has come to a close. The wireless carrier will pay the state $330 million to settle claims that it failed to collect more than $100 million in taxes from customers for nearly a decade. Initially, Sprint denied the allegations, saying that they were without merit and vowing to contest them in court. In a statement to Engadget, Sprint says that it is pleased with the settlement and that while it disagrees with the conclusions of the AG's office, it is moving forward in the best interest of the company.
Interesting.
Which basically, right, that statement right there tells you that they were guilty as everything. Because
yes.
if they denied it in the beginning, but then said, "Oh, we're pleased with the $300 million settlement."
Yeah.
How else would they be pleased unless they know they were guilty?
I'd be pleased at paying someone $300 million of my dollars. Why not?
But that's what's sad is because they failed to collect $100 million in taxes, and then ended up costing them $300 million.
But they're pleased because it could have been $1 billion, or something.
Right?
That they could have really been slapped. But isn't that interesting? Yet the customers, fortunately, don't have to pay.
Right.
It's not their fault.
Exactly. Until they raise the rates to cover that cost.
Right. Of course. Because they're going to recoup it somehow. Yeah. So, they'll bump you up. That's Sprint for you.
And oddly enough, T-Mobile is still trying to buy them.
I know. Wow. They're taking on more than I think they bargained for.
Yeah.
If it ends up going through. And so far, it has been going through the various processes appropriately. Devis. Is it Devis?
Devis?
Devis. Like Beavis, not Devis?
Devis.
Like Devis?
Like it looks.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, Devis. In Burlingame, California, listens online at intotomorrow.com. Hello there.
I have a car that will play DVDs when you're stopped, but the DVD players will only play regular DVDs. They won't play Blu-ray. Mm. Is there a way to take a Blu-ray disc and downgrade it to whatever so it will play in normal DVD players, such as you find in cars?
Well, sir, unfortunately, you won't be able to downgrade the Blu-ray disc itself. It's physically different from a DVD. DVDs use 650 nanometer laser. Blu-ray uses a 405 nanometer laser. Now, that's a ray of the frequency that it looks for. It kind of blue to the human eye, if you will, hence the terrible name. The difference in frequencies allows Blu-ray discs to use much smaller holes to encode their information, allowing, of course, then for a far larger capacity.
Now, what you can do is rip the media off the Blu-ray disc using your computer with a Blu-ray drive, then re-encode it and save it onto a DVD that your car can read.
Now, you're assuming there's any computers anymore with Blu-ray drives.
This is true. Now, there is software that can do that, and you should be able to find the instructions fairly easily online. But I can't really give you too much information on that because it's technically illegal.
Oh, yeah. So we really can't tell you to look online for how to rip a Blu-ray.
Right. And we don't condone it, but
no.
It is possible.
It's possible and illegal.
Right.
But so we can't tell you that.
Right. So in saying that, we've made our lawyers happy.
No promises, no guarantees. Oh, no, I thought we were doing prices. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, since you bought a more expensive Blu-ray that you want to degrade to a lesser quality DVD for your own use, but according to the DMCA, you can't legally do it, just like Chris is saying. So we do have to stop short of telling you how, but know that it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, if we were in a perfect world, we would tell you it's possible.
Yeah.
But we can't tell you that.
Yeah.
So we won't.
No, right. We won't.
But we would.
No.
But we can.
Right. Now, what I did like when Blu-rays first came out, there a lot of the studios had like a trade-in thing where you could send them, you'd have to send back your regular DVD and then buy for a lesser cost the Blu-ray version, which I thought was really cool. I did that with a lot of the DVDs I had at home, but I don't think there's anything that will do it in reverse where you can send them a Blu-ray and trade it for a regular DVD.
Probably not, because they want to sell the Blu-ray players and titles and everything else, and I'd not heard of anybody doing that.
Yeah.
But if somebody knows how else Devis can be taken care of here, by all means, let us know. And that way, if another listener is giving you specific information and we're not, we might even be able to share that.
Possibly.
Yeah. We'll run it by the legal team after we've done it.
Yeah.
And say, was that okay? You know, the old ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll try that. Devis, but I do hope we kind of helped you anyway in the long run. Let us know what you've been able to accomplish, and we'll share it with the rest of our audience all the way into tomorrow.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
As you relish all your tech goodies, decorate every nook and cranny of your home, and enjoy all the get-togethers, may the joy and festivities continue to radiate in your lives long after the holidays are gone. Hi, I'm Dave Graveline, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a most happy New Year. Now, let's head back into tomorrow.
Well, thank you, me. I'm still confused, though. Why would you want to decorate all your nooks and grannies?
Crannies.
Oh, nooks and crannies. And I even said it, and I'm wondering, why are we decorating our nooks and grannies? Did you decorate your granny?
No.
Or your kid's granny?
No.
But we do, all of us, wish all of you a very happy holiday season and, of course, a most happy new year. Because when the next time you hear us after this show, it'll be next year.
Ooh.
Do they even sell the nook anymore?
I don't think so. And hopefully they're not selling any grannies either. Or crannies.
Well, maybe the line was get a nook for your granny.
Ah, that could be.
Okay, well, speaking of selling, this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Leviton, Decora Smart. Control your lighting with an app, your voice, and schedules. More info at Leviton.com.
This week in tech history, in 1879, Thomas Edison delighted an audience in Menlo Park, New Jersey, when he gave his first public demonstration of incandescent lighting. In 1977, Apple Computer was incorporated after being launched in Steve Jobs' garage. And in 1983, the ARPANET officially changed to using Internet Protocol, effectively creating the Internet as we know it.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
Hi, this is Chris Graveline, reminding you that this season, it's okay to let your inner child out to play. Have a safe and fun holiday, and now back to Into Tomorrow.
Even George Lucas or Stephen Hawking couldn't imagine how the world would be taken over by video content. Won't it be interesting to see how the battles unfold as this universe expands all the way into tomorrow? I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us on the program. Our 23rd year covering consumer tech, the latest in products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. So we invite you to participate on the program when we hear you. And by the way, you don't have to just ask a question. That's fine. We'd love to help you solve your digital dilemmas. But you might also have some input for another listener in answer to their question. Perhaps you just want to share with us some tech rage or your favorite app these days. Whatever the case, we want to hear you on the air. And the easiest way to do that is anytime, 24/7, calling the following phone number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like. 800-899-INTO. Anytime at your convenience. 800-899-4686 or the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. We want to hear from you. Call in. Win stuff. We're constantly sending out cool prizes that we love to share with you. Our next guest joins us from a global association of brand owners and professionals dedicated to supporting trademarks and related intellectual property, something that we've certainly talked about over the years here on the show. The CEO of the International Trademark Association, hoping I get his name even close to being correct, is Etienne Sanz de Acedo. Was I close, Etienne?
Dave, that was absolutely perfect. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. So welcome to the program. Tell me first a little bit about the International Trademark Association, then we'll get into some of the specifics that we hope to talk about today.
Sure. Well, Dave, first of all, of course, you know, thank you for the invitation. INTA is the biggest brand owners organization. We're around 7,000 corporations, SMEs, and firms from around 190 countries. And really what we try to promote is better laws to protect consumers and also to protect brand owners.
Very good. And, of course, we talk about protection. Consumer Protection Week ends this weekend and is aimed at, I understand, helping people understand, of course, our consumer rights. So I guess this is something that you guys get involved in as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we pay a lot of importance to that because, you know, consumers often purchase goods without really knowing where they come from, and that's happening more and more with, you know, online purchases. And we need to make sure that they make good decisions and that they know what they're getting.
Very true. And it's not just where it's made, you know, made in China. You turn over most electronics, it's going to say made in China, Taiwan, maybe South Korea. Very few made in the USA, unfortunately. But it's more than just where it's made, right? The consumer should have some confidence, I'm guessing, in the product itself, the company that makes and distributes and sells these things.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think if we can give some kind of advice to consumers, I think, you know, first they need to think, you know, where they're buying. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Second thing, they need to look at the price and whether, you know, the price makes sense for the product they're getting. And third, they should always look more carefully into labeling and understanding really what the product is about. Again, you know, whether you buy offline or whether you buy online, unfortunately, quite often we see counterfeits, and we see that those counterfeits might have a big impact on, you know, either health or safety or both.
So you have some very good points there, by all means. Now, that brings us, of course, to such things as counterfeiting. And the impact of counterfeiting, I'm afraid, is probably growing much more these days, I guess in large part because of online counterfeiting and people that don't even know if they're dealing with a legitimate company, let alone product.
Well, absolutely. Well, in fact, you know, counterfeiting has unfortunately grown exponentially. Mm. Let me perhaps, you know, share some data with you, which I think is interesting.
Please.
You know, first, you know, IP-intensive industries here in the U.S. represent around 45 million jobs, or, you know, the equivalent to 30% of total jobs in this country. Mm. And that means around $6 trillion U.S. dollars, or if you want a contribution of up to 38% of U.S. GDP. So IP-intensive industries, and I'm talking about patents, I'm talking about trademarks, I'm talking about copyrights, play a great role in the economy of this country. Now, at the same time, what we see is that counterfeiting is clearly growing. In 2007, worldwide counterfeiting was around $250 billion, or around 1.8% of world trade. In 2016, that has moved to $461 billion, or 2.5% of global trade.
Oof.
And the estimate we've recently made is that by 2022, it's going to go to an astonishing figure of around $2.81 trillion.
Oh, my gosh. You know, one would think that we're making efforts the other direction, but that's not the case. As much as, I guess, organizations like yours and law enforcement officials and so forth trying to fight it whenever possible, it's still growing so dramatically, it's scary.
Well, it's growing dramatically, and first, you know, enforcement officials do a great job, and I really would like to thank, you know, U.S. enforcement officials, but also enforcement officials all around the world. We, of course, try to raise awareness about these issues, but the fact is that, you know, criminal organizations are behind counterfeiting, and in fact, you know, there is a link between counterfeiting and drugs and criminal organizations and international terrorism. And of course, through internet, it's even easier to distribute and sell those counterfeited goods.
That's true and very unfortunate. How can we as consumers distinguish between real and fake goods? Because that's, I guess, constantly an issue and getting only worse.
Well, again, as I said at the very beginning, it's not always an easy exercise, but let's talk perhaps about, you know, online counterfeiting, because a lot of us, you know, now go online. So the first thing you need to do as a consumer is you need to look where you're buying these from. I mean, who is the person on the other side? What is the organization? You need to look at all the kind of products they're selling. You need to look on which platform are they, whether you can trust that or not. That's the first thing. Second issue, you might want to look at the price and whether, you know, this price is in line with the market or it's definitely much cheaper. If it's much cheaper, you might want to think about it twice. And finally, when you have that possibility, you really need to look at the product itself and the labeling of the product. Now, that said, it's becoming more and more complex because what counterfeiters are doing, they put the picture of an original product online, and then what you get is a fake.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't know, as you mentioned, until you get it, until you receive it, and you find out that the name of the product is misspelled or something of that nature. Clearly, right there on face value, it's not what you thought you ordered.
Indeed. So that's why, you know, a starting point is you need to think, well, I mean, to whom are you buying this product? So it's always better to go to kind of, you know, trusted sellers. That's a starting point. And, you know, when you're buying an original product from a company, you should probably try to buy it directly from that company. That's really the starting point. But let me perhaps, you know, give you one example about what I was talking about, you know, the impact that has on health and safety, because I think that's going to be very revealing to the people listening to us today. The Underwriters Laboratory did a kind of, you know, testing on counterfeited iPhone adapters back in 2016, and they were looking at 400 adapters. Well, guess what? Out of the 400 adapters that were tested, only three were good.
Oh, my gosh.
All the others failed, and they failed, and, you know, they were causing kind of, you know, fire or shock hazards or things of the kind. So that really shows you, you know, how serious the issue is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's almost unbelievable to think that they tested 400 adapters and only three were good. It does make you wonder. And, of course, here's, I guess, back to the old adage, if it's too good to be true, it's probably not true. Or if the price is, like, amazingly low compared to anything else you're looking at, that should be another red flag that goes up.
Absolutely. So, again, you know, trusted seller, price, and really looking at the product. And as much as you can, which is very difficult when it's online, you know, when you get the product and you feel it's not right, you should absolutely return it.
Yeah, if assuming they'll take it back and give you your money and they haven't disappeared by that time or something.
Yeah, which is another big problem because, you know, the issue with online counterfeiting is that, you know, the counterfeiters are hiding behind the anonymity of internet. Mm-hmm. They know they can sell globally. They can, as I said before, you know, they can display genuine goods and then sell counterfeits. And then the problem we face is that it's very easy, you know, once a website is shut down, it's very easy to open another one. And that's some of the issues that, you know, as an international organization, we're looking into and we're lobbying to try to solve these kind of problems from a legal perspective.
Oh, for sure. And by all means, kudos to you guys and keep that up because we want to help promote that and what you guys are doing at the International Trademark Association as much as possible. I'm sure you have other examples, ATN, about counterfeit goods in the tech industry, because perhaps you can, you know, shed some light on some things that you've uncovered recently that we should all be aware of.
Absolutely. I mean, so, of course, you know, you have everything that is related to mobile devices. That is something that happens quite often. So phone accessories, you have pharmaceuticals, you have counterfeited airbags in cars. That happens quite often as well. These are, you know, whatever you can imagine can be counterfeited. It can be, of course, it's fashion, it can be infant formula, it can be, you know, electronics, It's almost everything.
Sure. And I guess perhaps another good suggestion that I've tried to offer to our audience on occasion is if you need a quantity of some things, try, if you're not so sure and the price is really good and that sort of thing, try ordering one of something first. Does it work? Does it appear to be legitimate? You know, is it what you ordered and asked for? And then go back and get the other half dozen or something that you needed, or, you know, might be various cords or adapters or something. But we appreciate everything that you guys continue to work on, and we invite our audience to visit your website at INTA.org. It's the International Trademark Association at INTA.org. ATN, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. We'll look forward to chatting with you again and getting some additional updates.
Thank you very much, Dave. It was a pleasure.
If you've got computer problems, you have big problems. Is your computer frozen? Is it loaded with viruses? How about the infamous blue screen? Or maybe it doesn't even turn on at all. You need the computer experts right now at the PC Support Hotline. Any computer, anywhere, anytime. 24 hours a day, you can call us and we'll fix it, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Everything is done remotely over the phone. You don't even have to lug your computer or laptop anywhere. Just call now and one of the world's best tech support agents will dial into your computer and fix it guaranteed. Don't go through the expense of replacing your computer or the time-saving torture of replacing software or lost files. Call right now and we'll fix your computer guaranteed or you pay nothing.
800-689-5773. 800-689-5773. 800-689-5773. That's 800-689-5773.
Happy holiday, everyone. It's Erasmo, the jingle guy I into tomorrow, wishing you a happy holiday and remind you that Christmas is the season of peace and goodwill till you go shopping and get the bill. Back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Erasmo. He's absolutely right about that. You know, a lot of folks, I was using cash a couple of times for gifts, and the cashiers were like, wait, do we still take that?
What's cash?
I know. I mean, she was very confused. She says, I hope I have change. And I thought, I know it's really odd, isn't it? She said, you know, but you're the smart one because you're not going to get this 30 days from now and go in shock that, oh, my gosh. And I said, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I pretty much maxed out all my cards. So, yeah, I had some cash and I'm paying with that. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, plus I see you have the 20% coupons. So, yeah, I was at Bed Bath and Beyond. The fact is, though, that it was shocking because, you know, I have to ask people, by the way, do you still take cash?
My friend only pays with her watch.
La-di-da.
Well, you know, and if, you know, anybody that I got presents for this year looked at, paid attention to boxes, almost everything came from Kohl's because that was the only credit card I had left that had room on it.
Jeez. That's because your ex finally paid it off. Yeah. Part. Anyway, but moving right along as we are.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Steve in Brunswick, Georgia, listens on 93.7 WBQO when you need to know, and sent the following email that Beth is going to do her best impression of Steve from Georgia.
Hello. I am wanting...
Oh, God. Just read it normal. Too much eggnog for Beth before the show.
Yeah. I am wanting to set up a laptop connected to a TV in the lobby of my business. The idea is to run a playlist of short videos set to repeat throughout the day. Do I need anything special, or would just about any laptop from Office Depot do?
Oh, it's got to be from Office Depot. I wonder if he's a stockholder or works there, or... There's one nearby, and he thought, hey, maybe he's got an Office Depot credit card.
Maybe.
And he's figuring, hey, I can go buy this with what room I have left, because he didn't do Christmas shopping at Office Depot.
Best Buy's too far away.
It could be. Well, Steve, the only thing you need is a video output, preferably HDMI, since it's what most modern TVs use.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, just about any computer will do. What you're trying to do is not very high-demanding work. If you host your videos online, you may even be able to get away with something like a Chromebook, or you could buy one of those ultra-cheap microcomputers the size of a Google Home Mini or an Echo Dot. We've used a variety of computers, old and new, to display video loops at trade shows, and they've all pretty much worked without issues.
No, I do like the idea, though, of hosting, if he's doing his videos, why can't he just play them from online? And then he can easily access them if he's changing them, you know, if he has to do some updates or whatever the case. And then again, they just play from online. Of course, one's assuming you've always got a decent broadband connection to that laptop.
Right. So. You can upload them to a YouTube account, create a playlist, and even have that playlist repeat itself to keep playing throughout the day.
So you don't even have to house the videos on the laptop, even.
Correct.
Thus, a Chromebook idea, right, as you mentioned. Cool.
And you shouldn't need to spend much money or buy anything too powerful or specific to achieve what you're after. Focus on the output, and if you don't mind Linux, you may run into fewer instances of your computer suddenly restarting and stopping your videos because Windows decided it was appropriate to give you guys 15 minutes notice before restarting to install the update.
Yeah, which Windows tends to do when you least expect it, and you've got these videos playing to your customers or what have you. Oh, and it's an update. Or it's the blue screen of death. And, boy.
Or as we've had happen in the past in the studio here, Windows decides that it needs to restart after an update in the middle of our recording.
Yes, that's happened as well. And that's always fun. Oh, really? You know, now let's go to lunch and wait for Windows to finish. But, Steve, I hope we've given you some good ideas. I kind of like the one, too, where Chris was talking about a Chromebook and host them online, just YouTube or otherwise, and create the playlist there. It might even be more realistic. Again, Linux won't be doing the Windows thing, too, as Beth mentioned, that always updating when you least expect it. Of course, now, if it's a laptop, you can you not still these days, tell your computer to not update automatically or advise you of available updates and then do them at your leisure?
You can, and I thought I did that with mine, and mine still does them whenever it wants to.
That's true. Well, because it's Windows. But, Steve, hope we helped you out there. Let us know what you end up doing, and we'll share that with our audience as well into tomorrow. And, of course, the number anytime, day or night, 800-899-INTO.
The Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD optimized for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Designed for mobile workflows that demand bus power portability and elite performance, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop-tested enclosure and speeds up to 2,600 megabytes per second. To learn more about the Envoy Pro EX, go to owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
This is Beth wishing everyone a very happy holiday season. Remember to download our free app so you can check on the latest in tech this shopping season while on the go. Thanks for joining us, and now back to more Into Tomorrow.
And of course, we all wish you a very happy new year as we head further into tomorrow. Right, Beth?
Yes, it is. And this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Portable North Pole. You can create personalized messages from Santa, not just for Christmas, but also checking in throughout the year, as well as other magical days like your child's birthday.
Yeah,
Check them out at PortableNorthPole.com.
And that is cool, because when your child gets a call from Santa unexpectedly on his or her birthday, reminding them anytime during the year to not be naughty, but to be nice and be good and do your homework and so forth, they're thrilled by that. And it lasts for a while. Some kids minutes, other kids weeks.
Santa might have to call some more than others.
That's also true. Schedule another one. IntoTomorrow.com, where you hear all 3 hours of our show.